I'm sure someone must be filling in for Dr. Rocco. Please find that doctor and have him sign the discharge paper so I can take Nathan home. Catherine held up the Louis Vuitton bag she was carrying. I'll work on getting my son into his clothes. Marianne spoke up brightly. Why don't we get him dressed, darling, while you deal with the paperwork? Surely that will be much faster for everyone.
Absolutely, James agreed enthusiastically. Wonderful idea.
Catherine was getting a pounding headache. She smiled anyway. That is so kind of both of you, really, but I just miss Nathan terribly. I can't imagine not seeing him right away.
We also can't wait to see our grandson, Marianne again, so gay she sounded brittle.
You're entirely too kind, but Nathan's health is still very fragile. After everything he's been through the past 3 days, I think it would be best if he just saw me for now, toned down the excitement. Tomorrow, of course, you're more than welcome to come to our home. Catherine put her hand on Nurse Brandy's arm, a little more forceful now, a little more insistent. Nathan, she prodded.
Of course.
The nurse gave James and Marianne one last uncertain look, then briskly led Catherine down the hall. Behind her, Catherine was keenly aware that her in-laws weren't turning to leave. In fact, at the mention of a replacement doctor for Tony, James had gotten a gleam in his eye. James and Marianne never went down without a fight. Most likely, Catherine didn't have much time. In the curtained-off space, Nathan was sitting up in the hospital bed. His color was better. His abdomen no longer protruded painfully. He still looked tiny to her. Lost in a sea of white sheets and black wires, there was nothing quite so grotesque as a hospital gown on a child.
Baby, she whispered.
Nathan looked up at her with his solemn blue eyes. He said clearly,
Where's Prudence?
Today's her day off, Catherine said steadily. I'm going to take you home. Would you like to go home? Nathan looked around the room at the IV, at the heart monitor.
Am I better?
He whispered, looking suddenly and unbearably uncertain.
Yes.
He nodded more decisively.
Then I would like to go home.
Let's get you dressed.
Nurse Brandy removed the IV needle, then pushed aside the heart monitor. The discharge papers? Catherine prompted, her gaze already flicking nervously behind her.
Of course.
Brandy disappeared down the hallway. Catherine plastered a fresh smile on her face and turned back to her son.
I brought you your favorite outfit. Jeans, boots, the cowboy shirt.
She briskly opened the bag, laying out the clothes on the edge of the bed. Nathan seemed subdued, but finally he shrugged off his hospital gown.
Was it a dream?
He asked. Catherine knew instantly what he meant.
No, she said.
Daddy had a gun.
Yes.
Is he dead?
Yes.